Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. Boy, you know what? We have experienced temperatures here over 110 degrees for over 20-some days, and I would think that it's possible that we have gone into global warming here. I think it's real. I mean, if you want to bury your head in the sand and not deal with reality, you can accept that as it is. But global warming is real, folks, and it's coming, and it's coming fast, okay? We have broke records out here with the longest period of temperature over 110 degrees. This is getting really serious. We don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, it's changing and changing fast. You know, that old saying, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it is a duck. Global warming is real. And we got to realize that. And so that's another challenge for tomorrow. Or for today, really, because it's already upon us. So it's amazing what's happening. There's a lot of shifting and changes going on planet Earth right now. And guess what, guys? You got to be ready and prepared to be able to roll with the shift and the change. Okay, if you are in a fixed person, today is not going to be a challenge for you from this point going forward, because things are changing so fast that you have to be adaptable and ready to roll with the punch. You know, you have to just be able to be flexible and to be able to do what you need to do. So today's topic is a good thing to, we're talking about creating your own world, and you have to be ready to shift and change your world and your thinking and your process to be able to get to the next level, because it's happening fast and you got to be ready to roll with the punch. So we have an exciting show today, and grateful that you all stopped by. So before we get started, let's do prayer as we usually do every Sunday morning. I still think about Sunday morning because it's Sunday morning here in Arizona, just went into noontime. But anyway, by the way, folks, I'm going to be changing the hour of the show starting next week. We're going to go to 10 p.m. Central Time instead of 12 o'clock. Okay, it just seemingly works out better for a lot of people on the East Coast and other parts of the continent. Okay, because as you know, this is a worldwide show. We have listeners all over the United States and international. Okay, so we're gonna change it up by 2 hours, okay? So anyway, let's do prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thank for this wonderful day that you have provided us and give us another opportunity just to get it right. So we know, God, that you are the source of everything that exists on the planet. So we surrender to you, knowing that you are one with us and we are one with you, and that we are going in a manner that's for our highest goods. We are ascending to that higher fifth dimension consciousness, and that we just know that, God, that you are guiding us and giving us divine protection. We thank you, God, for divine love this morning. We thank you, God, for divine health this morning, that every cell and every organ in our body is working in perfect order today, and we are moving in our physical temples and the manner that we should be, that we are being protected. So we pray for divine protection for our physical bodies this morning, God. Keep us in your white light of protection from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. Surround us and keep us in divine health. But we are grateful for that, God. And we just thank you for opening the door and giving us insight. And most of all, giving us wisdom to be able to make wise decisions about our lives, and giving us the understanding that we are co-creators with you, God, and that we have the power to control our destiny, and that we will take forth this energy and power, knowing that we have power to take control and to create and be creators. So we are thankful, God, that you're allowing this to be with. Like I said, thank you, God, for all my wonderful listeners out this morning, and thank you, God, for bringing them back on another day, another time, another week. We made it through, and we give gratitude and thanks. We take nothing for granted, God. We thank you for every minute that we are alive and that we are here on the planet. We know that it's through your love and your grace that have allowed us to be. Thank you, God, for grace, for sharing with us and giving us your divine love. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, again, I welcome all of my old listeners because you are the guys that keep me going and keep me motivated. I see some of you know, I could just hard for me to really see people who are on the computer, but I can see when you call in. So I am so grateful. And, you know, certain people call in, I just feel my lights and everything just light up because I know that they're supporting me and they're keeping me going, and really, really makes a difference, guys. So please continue to listen in, and because you help motivate me to continually to do this show. And because, like I said, I don't get the chance to communicate with, you know, a lot of the listeners, probably with 99% of the listeners I don't get a chance to communicate with personally. But, you know, the few of you that I do get a chance to communicate with you, I am so grateful, and I thank you for all your words and encouragement. So, hey, you know, you can always go to my website, and there's a section there where you can leave comments and let me know. Let me know how, whether you're being affected or how the ministry is helping you or not helping you. You know, it really makes a difference for me being able to continue to do this work, okay? Like I said, I'm just so grateful for you, and it keeps me motivated. And for all my new listeners, I'm grateful and appreciation for you, too. I don't know how you end up coming to the station today, whether you saw it online or someone told you about it, but I am grateful for you for just being here, you know? And I always feel like I have to do a disclaimer to my new listeners because this is not a traditional church, and some people see the term ministry and they just think that it's a tradition. We are not a traditional church, and we do not apologize for that. We are a metaphysical and spiritual ministry, and we are happy to be out of the box. We're happy that we are not have any dogma or anything that restricts us from being all that we can be. So I welcome everyone to this show, whether you're Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Totus, regardless of what your affiliation is, whether you, whoever you are, whether you follow any religion or go to church, that is not what's happening here. We're talking about pure spiritual consciousness and spiritual awareness. So everyone is well. And like I said, we're grateful to be out of the box, that we're not being controlled by those things that's going on around us, okay? Beloved ones, as I was talking earlier today with you, that there's one thing is for sure, there's constant change taking place in the physical world. And you know what? All of it is not pleasant, and all of it is not the way that we want to be. I am a total optimist, sometimes too optimist, but I have to be reality of it. Is everything is not working out for some of us as we would desire it to be, and there's change taking place, and change sometimes is very uncomfortable for a lot of us, and it's hard for us to be able to maneuver through the change. But you do have the power to change, beloved ones. You have the power to take control of your destiny, and that's what we're going to talk about today, what you're creating in your world and how you can create more of what you want versus what you don't want. Because guess what? What you don't want shows up in your world equally compared to what you do want. And sometimes I think what you don't want shows up more than what you do want, because for some reason we put more energy and feelings toward what we don't want to show up versus what we do want to show up. We got to find a way to reverse that, because, you know, where energy flows, things go. And that's how it goes when it comes to your to the energy. And so we need to learn how to concentrate on more of what we want in our lives versus what we don't want, okay? And I know that it's not always easy. I have challenges with it just like the rest of you do. You know, it's something we have to constantly work on and constantly put forth in our minds and in our hearts to be able to stay focused on what we really want, what we really, really want. And it takes all work, because the human mind is so changeable, and so you're getting so compounded by so many thoughts every minute of the day. You know, we are all connected here on this planet, so we all are picking up vibration and thoughts from every source. And so, you know, you're what you're feeling is being challenged all the time. So it takes work. And if you don't do the work, beloved ones, you are not going to get the results. So we're talking about doing what we need to do. We know what to do, but do we do what we know we should do? That is the key. I mean, most of us, especially all of my metaphysical and spiritual listeners out there, I know you know what you should do. But the fact is, are you doing what you should do? Okay? And that's what we all find the challenges of, is actually doing it. See, the collective consciousness, beloved one, has created what we are experiencing today. And that collective consciousness, we are all connected in the collective consciousness. And that is the consciousness of the masses of people all over the planet. Because I tell you this, it's one mind, one thought, and we are all interconnected in some form and fashion. So what we are creating in our thoughts is creating the conditions that we are experiencing. There's so much fear going on today, and so much uncertainty going on today, so much just a matter of people feeling disconnected. And so there's no doubt that we are seeing all these things that are not unpleasant showing up and on the planet, because it's the collective consciousness that's creating this. We, the people, are creating this, okay? We are creating these conditions ourselves in our own thoughts, in our own mind, and our own energy that the collective consciousness is putting out. But I'm here to tell you that you are, although you're part of the collective consciousness, you are an individual. And you do have the right to choose. You do not have to go along with the masses. You do not have to be part of the chaos that you're seeing with your eyes, because that is, if you choose not to do that, God gave you individuals. See, beloved one, there's no one else on the planet that has the fingerprints you have. There's no one on the planet that has the voice pitch you have. There's no one on the planet that has the eye patterns that you have. So you are unique in the aspect that you are an individual, and you do not have to be caught up in the mass chaos that you are seeing going on, because you have the right to be separate. Now, unfortunately, a lot of us don't realize that and do not buy into our individual uniqueness. But you do have the choice. See, God gave you two gifts that is for your good, and it can take you to the low end. It's called free will. And, beloved ones, when you have free will, that means that you have the right to choose what you want to do with your life. That is one thing the Creator gave you as a gift for you. And for some people, it may not be a gift. It may be something not so good, because the choices we make with our free will is not always for our highest goods. So we have this thing inside of us that can control our destiny and bring us into oneness and greatness that we are, but we don't use it. We allow it to not be it for its highest good. We surrender our free will to the masses. We surrender to the collective consciousness. We go along to get along. We become, because everyone else is doing it, you buy into it, that it's okay for you. But no, beloved ones, you have to find a way to break out of the mass hysteria we are witnessing and seeing, because you don't have to do that, you know? You don't have to be part of that, right? And it's not your destiny to be part, unless you choose it to be. Now, some of you may like chaos, I don't know. Some of you may like the confusion going on. Some of you may like to be in that state of envy and jealousy and all the crazy stuff that goes on. I don't know why you would want to be, but, you know, hey, your humanistical side of you give you the choice to be that and do that. So I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying that you can have better for yourself. But in that possibility, in dealing with free will, beloved ones, that means that you have to take responsibility for your actions. You cannot blame it on somebody else. You cannot depend on someone else to be responsible for you, for your own collective thoughts, for your own thoughts and your own growth. Okay, when you're a child, yeah, your parents are there to guide you and to help bring you into a certain state of consciousness. But even at a certain point, even children start making their own conscious thinking. They said when it happens around about 7 years old, kids begin to really collectively creating their own thought process to the fact where they're creating on their own level, okay? So, you know, there's a point come that you start being totally responsible for you know, your thoughts. And now some of you who are in your 30s and 40s, you definitely are responsible for what shows up in your life. There's no excuse for you. And actually, when you reach your teenage years to the time you leave the planet, you need to really take responsibility for what you're creating because you are doing it. See, and some people go along and don't understand because they just don't know. They're just not aware that they have the ability to do it. They don't know that they have the ability to create their destiny. They don't realize that they are co-creators with God, that God gave them the ability to create. You see, beloved one, God gave you that individual. You can create just like God created the planet, created the energy. You can create as well. I'm not saying you do everything that the creator, the supreme being do, but you can surely create in your own life what you need for you, okay? You have the ability to do that. So like I said, some people don't do it because they don't know that they can. But then there's some of us who know that we can, but we don't. We're just lazy and not do it. We don't do what it is that we know we need to do. And that's one of the fallacies of being humans. Human beings don't always do the things they know they need to do in order to be able to rise above. Although they know they what's right, but they don't do it. I don't know what about us humans make us to the point where we just, you know stuff, but we won't apply it, you know? But in order to be able to change your destiny and create things, you have to take responsibility, beloved. All of us, including myself, you know, we have to take responsibilities. We are part of the collective, like I said, but we are also individuals that we create our own destiny. And so I don't want you, beloved ones, to become part of the herd like sheep. And that's what you're seeing so much now. It's like a herd mentality. People are just, you know, following everyone else and just going along with the flow of things. And then sometimes people know it's not right. We know in our heart that what we accepted or what we bought in is not correct, but we go on along anyway, okay? You know, there's an animal. I can't think of the name of the animal, but, you know, they have been known to even to go over cliffs because by the hundreds of them, and they just follow each other right off the cliff, okay? And that's what human beings are doing too. We are just going along with things and falling off the cliff in some ways and what we need to do. But see, beloved one, we do not want to be sheep. You may want to be the shepherd. You have the power to be the shepherd. So why would you want to be the sheep and just follow the herd? You have to come out of that, especially nowadays, beloved one, that you need to take responsibility for what you created. And because I know that when you look outside of yourself and you look into this physical dimension, you cannot be happy with what you're seeing. You cannot be happy with what you're feeling. Regardless of, you know, who you are, you're always being affected by something it's creating you. I was reading the other day about Michelle Obama, as powerful as Michelle is and all the things they have going on for herself. She said even she is experiencing low-grade depression today because of what's happening on the planet. So when it can happen to a person like that, it can happen to any of us as well, okay? So, beloved one, be guarded of your feelings and your emotions and not allow yourself to get caught up in that kind of energy, okay? And it happens. You know, it just happens. And next thing you know, you're in a situation. So that's why you have to be so guarded and so carefully be conscious of what it is. I'm so glad and happy that Michelle said that and put that out there because now you understand how easy it is for it to happen to you when it can happen to a person of her caliber that can be put in that situation as well. God bless her. I love her. Michelle is phenomenal. Actually, I wish she was running for president, but it is what it is, okay? But, level one, you are full of greatness. And that's what we want to focus on more today, about how are we going to bring out this greatness that's inside of us and create that life that most of us really want, but not able or not willing to do the work in order to get to that point. But see, beloved one, one thing is for sure, the universe needs you to step up. You and me, we need to step up because we need to help bring about a new shift in energy. We see low energy everywhere, but we know that we need to be able to vibrationally, consciously bring about a new shift of energy and higher consciousness into the planet if we want to save this planet from its self-destruction. I think I talked to you last week in reference to Atlantis and the what happened there with the energy. People were so tuned so well and so smart, but then they allowed themselves to get caught up in low energy. And when that low energy frequency took over, it caused the planet to cross that continent to go in destruction and self-destruct, okay? We do not want that. We do not want to have that experience of the Atlantis here in America at this particular time or ever again for that to happen, for a whole continent to totally be destroyed. But we should learn from that experience that energy is so powerful that we need to create powerful energy, and we have it inside of us to be able to do that, beloved ones. You really do. You know, I often tell you that you are gods and you're a goddess, and I tell you that because you are made in the image of God. You are spiritual beings having a human experience. Okay, so that spiritual part of you is God itself. It's his spirit is inside of you. So you are one with God. God is inside of you like a wave is in the ocean, beloved ones. That's why I tell you that you are gods and goddesses, because that same energy that created the universe is that same energy that is inside of you. So that means that you have to be able to realize that, and you have to have the faith and belief in that idea and that thought, because it's real. If you really begin to believe your uniqueness, and the fact is that you are one with God, really one with God, and that you have the ability to create your world as you so desire, man, will you not come alive and be awoken by just oneness, realizing that just that one thing that if you can really focus on, and this week I want you to really focus on that idea that you are totally one with God, and God is in you, and you are in God. You are all one, okay? The energy of God, the spirit of your God. Yeah, your physical body was given to you by your parents, and you chose them, okay? So they gave you the physical body, but the spirit that lives in your physical body is God. And so you need to come to understand. And if you do nothing else this week, I want you to focus on the fact that you are one with God, beloved one. Really begin to understand that. And whatever is in your world, physical world, that is causing you anxiety, causing you stress, will begin to dissolve itself. You know, we all have some stress of some type or form. It happens to everybody. If you in today. Especially in today, you know, we have challenges that come up. Each one of us have challenges. But when you come to this and that challenge come up and you start thinking, boy, hey, okay, it's a challenge, but hey, I'm one with God and I can change it and I can create it and I can make it better. The shift takes place. And yes, it may be a bad thing, but when you begin to think about you being one with God and God is in you, it will begin to melt. It would begin to become smaller. I'm not saying automatically just totally disappear. You got to do something to make it happen. But by understanding and buying into the idea that you are one with God is a concept that is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Once you really buy into and understand your true power, beloved one, And, you know, you chose to come here to planet Earth. No one forced you to come. No one, you know, you made that decision yourself to come here and to be able to grow as a spiritual being and to evolve in your soul and consciousness. And you often heard me say you came here for at least two reasons. One of them is for your evolution, your spiritual growth. But you also came here to help humanity and help society become more collectively, more positive, more energy. You bring that part, you help him to bring a change. And it is not like coincidence that you are living in this time of pandemics and all the stuff going on, because you voluntarily came here to be here at this time. Because if it wasn't for you to be here, you would be gone. And when there's no need for you to be here anymore, you will leave. Your spirit will not stick around. But you're here now for a reason and for your growth. So learn from this experience. Grow from it and understand, you know, that you are here at this time, and whatever you're seeing and experiencing, it will be for your highest good and your evolution. Okay? Yes, it's challenging, but guess what, beloved ones? You are growing at a level that you cannot believe. You are really, really growing. Okay? So don't become complacent. Just don't sit back and say, oh, woe is me, woe is the world. Okay, it's happening, but you're, like I keep telling you, you're an individual. You don't have to buy into that. You don't have to go through that. So start listening to your own mind and start listening to your own self. Don't allow your physical body to be a slave to your subconscious mind. And unfortunately, so many of us have been programmed. And I mean, your subconscious mind is powerful, beloved ones. It's you're operating and moving basically subconsciously. Your subconscious mind is controlling you to a mass extent. Everything you do is more subconsciously than it is consciously. See, the conscious mind only give you thoughts, but what goes into your subconscious is what really controls you as in your everyday being. See, the subconscious mind, when you sleep at night, your subconscious mind keeps you breathing, keep you from falling out of the bed, and keep you from being in harm's way. I don't know how many of you have driven, but sometimes you, especially if you drove a long way, you may have gone 10, 15, 20 miles, and you haven't even realized that you had gone that far. It's almost like a lapse of time. Well, guess what? Your subconscious mind took over and see that you were safe and brought you those extra miles, even when you consciously blanked out and went somewhere else. See, the subconscious mind is that powerful, beloved one. And we are being bombarded every day with thoughts from the collective consciousness of things that is affecting your subconscious, as well as things that were affected from you from the time that you were a young kid. You were programmed by your parents, by your neighbors, by your teachers. All these people have had impact on you. But as you got older, you got programmed by the mass consciousness. You went along with everybody else just because it seemed to be the right thing to do. And it's inside of your thinking process, okay, your subconscious process. So you have to break out, and no one can save you from you. But you, nobody else can come and go into your subconscious mind and release these things from you other than you, beloved one. You are the one that has to make the difference in your own individual life, you know, to bring about change and to be the change. Although I can tell you, beloved one, that you are surely needed right now. You are surely needed to be able to rise above. The Creator needs you because you are his arms and legs and eyes. You are seeing, you are the energy that God used to help bring about change. Okay, beloved one? So you are in charge of your change. And like I say, the Creator wants you to be this unique and special person. See, beloved one, I'm not here to really preach at you, and I don't like the idea of of what do you call preaching, because I like to say that I'm just a reminder, okay? I help remind you of the thing that you have forgot as a spirit when you came here, because when we came through the birth channel, for some reason, everything that we knew and everything we were aware of became unconscious to us anymore. So I'm just reminding you of who you are and what you need to do to help bring yourself back to that higher state of consciousness that you were before you came to planet Earth, okay? So I'm just reminding you of your uniqueness. Like I said, nobody else on the planet has your fingerprint. No one else on the planet have your voice pitch, and no one on the planet have your eye pattern. And those are the things that they're using for security reasons, because no one else has them other than you. So that makes you unique. And God made you, if he wanted to make you part of the mass collective consciousness, he would have made all of us the same. Everybody would have the same fingerprints. There would be no need to have different IDs, different types of a way of identifying yourself from someone else. We just came in a cookie cutter, all the same. But that's not what the Creator wanted. And that's not what you really want for yourself, because you are working in your own evolution, your own spiritual consciousness, beloved one. So you need to do that. But you need to tap into that greatness that's inside of you. And I keep saying there's greatness inside of you because you are made in the image of God. That's what makes you great. That's what makes the greatness, because of the energy in your side. Just like Jesus said, God and I are one. So what? God and you are one too. And that's what makes you unique, beloved one. That's what makes you special in the way of trying of doing what you need to do, because you are made in the likeness. So whatever you think of yourself, you need to be aware that you are special because God is special. And you are that, which is you need to be. So you need to, beloved ones, begin to understand, regardless of what happened or what's going on, you have the ability to rise above that. You have the ability to create a new destiny. Regardless of how many failures you've had, regardless of what kind of situation you find yourself in today, whether you've had bad relationships, whether you've had illnesses, terminal illnesses, whether you've had loss and grief, or whatever's going on in your present life right now, you have ability to rise above that situation, beloved one. So don't feel as if you're stuck in those conditions that you may find yourself in today. You may be at a place where it's very uncomfortable for you today, but you can change. You can rise above those situations under any circumstances. God gave you that uniqueness and greatness inside of you. I know many of you have heard of stories of people who were homeless and rise above all kinds of situations and became very famous, although they lived in their car for many years. Steve Harvey is one of those people. And there's many, many, many more who have lived in those conditions where they were homeless and didn't have things going for them or lived in conditions, but they found a way to create. They found a way to be a creator in their own destiny, in their own life. So you too, beloved ones, have the ability to create and be unique and rise above those situations that you are finding yourself unhappy with, or you know you want to or need to change. You can change them. You can change them because God gave you the ability to change them. Okay, so don't live in conditions that is not for your highest good, and you are finding yourself unhappy, miserable, and not doing what you need to do or being what you want to be because you think you cannot change. You can change your conditions, beloved one, in a second. You can change your condition by truly understanding your true nature, that you are gods and goddesses. You can understand that. And it doesn't take a long time to shift and change. It's just a matter of changing your belief. Now, believing and having faith may be challenging for you. You know, it is said that if we have the faith of mustard seed, we can move a mountain. But it seems like having faith is a problem these days. People don't have faith in their abilities to change. Once we understand that we can do it and we believe that we can do it, then it is done. You see, they said the reason that most people are not experiencing the things, a lot of things they want, first of all, they don't have clarity. They don't have clarity of what it is they really want. Most of us, our minds are cluttered. We want this, we want that. We want to be here, we want to be there. We want to be with this one, we want to be with that one. We don't have clarity of what it is that we truly want. Okay, once we have clarity of what we want, which is number one, then we have to have the faith and belief that we can create that which we so desire inside of us. Okay, faith. Faith without works is dead, beloved one. I don't care what you think you want or what you that. If you don't have faith that you can create it, faith to believe that you can make a change, and faith that it is for your highest good to be able to rise above the circumstances you are, then the rest of it really doesn't matter. So, you know, we have to learn to find a way to practice more faith, to bring more faith into our lives and to do it. And the only way that I know it is to do it through your belief and oneness and understanding who you truly are. Once you truly understand it, you should be able to faith and belief. Once you overcome these physical subconscious thoughts inside of you and have faith that you can rise above, then sky is the limit. So the only thing that's holding us back is our subconscious thinking and our lack in belief and faith and lack in believing of who we truly are, gods and goddesses. Once we conquer those things, beloved ones, we're ascending. As they would say, we are rising to that higher state of consciousness and then be able to move to that higher state of awareness. And that's what it's going to take. You will have to do that, beloved ones. You know, there are not many guarantees in life, but that one guarantee is that you are a co-creator with God and that God has put everything inside of you you need. There's nothing that you need to be able to create and bring about the desires in your life. That's a guarantee that God has already given you that spiritual spark, that energy inside of you to create your world. So you just got to understand and buy into it and understand that you need to it's there. You have the power. So, you know, I just ask you to begin to utilize your free will for your highest good, not for your lowest good. Do not allow your free will to take you on the herd mentality route. Bring your free will up to the point where you say, because everybody else is doing it and I know it's not right, I'm not going along with that. I'm not going to be part of that energy. I'm going to be separate because I know God made me unique and I'm going to go in the path for my highest good. And sometimes, beloved ones, I know it's not easy because of the people that we have in our lives. Our loved ones, our family, people that we care for, expect for us to be a certain way. They expect for us to relate to them a certain way. Even when you know it is not for your highest good, you surrender your own inner feelings about what's for your highest good because you want to make sure that people feel comfortable with you and feel and you want to be part of the in crowd. You want to be part. But sometimes you have to break away if you want to grow. Even if it's your own family, you have to do that, okay? Because it's just the way it is. You were born in that family for a reason, for spiritual growth. So your brothers and sisters and family members and all the people there, they came collectively to help you to grow. But still, you have to break out the mold sometimes when it's not for your highest good and not go along with it just because that you have these emotional feelings for these beloved ones, okay? You are an individual. You are responsible for your own life. When you make your transition into another physical, another space, those beloved ones are not going to be going with you, and they're not going to be responsible for what you have created in your life while you're here on Earth. So understand that, beloved ones. You know, begin to move into your higher self. Begin to be motivated to create this special life that God has came here, they've given you. You know, because truly, God and humanity need you at this time. I cannot overemphasize, we are God's hands, feet, and eyes. So So if there's change to take place, we, beloved ones, are the ones going to have to do it. We have to step up and create and be more creative. And I say, you, if you cannot make a difference from a society aspect and go out and bring about physical change, then you can change yourself. And by you changing yourself and making yourself a higher person and change the energy that you are projecting, then that becomes part of the collective consciousness. That's how we turn it around. If everybody just begin to tune into their higher self and allow their energy to expel and become more collectively high energy, then we will begin to see things shift on the planet. It's all about energy. It's all about energy, beloved ones. And so we as individuals have to raise our vibration. Yes, you can create, but one of your biggest things that you really need to work on is creating your vibration to the point where you're helping making a difference. You can be that spark in your own life, and you can be the spark in your families, in your community, just by you shifting and changing your energy. Okay? You can express yourself and become more of who you are and continue to be able to grow in the aspect of who you are simply by changing and shifting your energy. Okay? Beloved ones, it's so important that you really truly understand the message of today, because it is your destiny to be great, and you have to be the one to be able to do that. You have to be the one who'll be able to bring about it. You came to Earth to be able to do that. So in order for Earth to be able to become that which is for our highest good, of course, planet Earth is school, so this is where you came to learn, but you came to grow, but you came to make a difference. Yes, you came for life lessons, but you came to make a difference too. And humanity needs you to make a difference, and you need to bring forth higher energy and to be able to raise your vibration where you can make a difference. And I know each one of you are. So I'm hoping, beloved one, that you are really hearing what I'm telling you today, because this is a message that is really important for you to be able to understand. I do not want to see you go through suffering and stuff, and just because you're following the herd and you are allowing yourself to be a sheep instead of the shepherd, that you are allowing yourself just to go along to get along because someone else expects you to do it that way and it's not working out for your highest good. You have to shift and change and bring forth a new energy in yourself and bring forth a new collective consciousness and in the masses. You have to help to change. We have to change. We have to do what we need to do to make it better if we decide to. But it all comes back to, beloved one, to free will. You have a choice. And I pray that your choice will be one of higher consciousness. I pray that you will see the need for you to stand up and be representative of that God energy that God put inside of you. He gave you that energy so you can help make a difference. You are a spark in this whole collective consciousness. So when you hear the saying, let your light shine, beloved ones, start letting your light shine. Start developing your consciousness. Start doing what you need to do to raise your vibration. You know, start thinking more positive and start creating more. Start living your life at a higher state of awareness and consciousness. Take care of your physical body. Put live food inside of your body so you can project and create positive energy. What you put in your physical body helps in your spiritual growth as well, beloved one. So start doing and treating your physical body as if it is the temple of the true living God that is inside of you, so you can help to be able to change your vibration and raise yourself to a higher state of consciousness. You have the power. You have everything that you need. Just need your action. You have to be the action now to help bring about that change that we need on the planet and that God expects of you. Yes, God has expectations of you. And that expectation of you is to be a co-creator and create your life and live the abundant life that God intended for you to be. Because by you living the abundant life, you help create energy for the masses. Okay? So it is each one of our duties to be the best that we can, because then that will begin to vibrate across the planet and your energy will begin to project and begin to create a new world and new society. Okay? So, beloved ones, we're going to close the day show, but I'm so grateful that you were able to come today. I'm telling you, every time I go to do this program and I feel your energy, and I can feel your energy. I know even though I'm not there physically with you, I can still feel that collective energy that is being projected, and for all those who are tuning in. And I am grateful for you for doing that. Like I said earlier, I'm going to change the show time. It's going to be 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And that will help more people on the East Coast as well as in Europe and other parts of the country to be able to have time to tune into the show. Because I realized that, you know, by doing it at 12 o'clock, a lot of people on the East, we have 3 hour time difference. A lot of people on the East Coast are out and about doing things and, you know, with family time and doing things where it's just, and Sundays early is much better. So we're going to change the time to 10 o'clock because I want to be able to touch more people. I mean, although a lot of people come back and listen to the show after it's been archived, and that's a good thing. But I like, you know, people, I can feel the energy when you're here on the other side, tuning into the vibrations. I can tell the difference. And when there's a lot and lots of people tuned in, I can feel that different as well, because it just comes through, it comes through the vibration. It's all energy, beloved one. So that's why we're proud to make the shift, because I want to be able to grow the program and to bring in more and more people in and become more and more bigger and better, and to bring about more message to help bring about change, because this is what this ministry is all about, helping to bring about change. And God knows we need change, and we need this collective energy to be growing and expanding. Yes, we can make a difference, beloved ones. Just the listeners on this show, we can make a difference in what's happening on the planet. It don't take thousands and thousands and thousands of people to make a difference. Yeah, you can get two or three people to make a difference. Hey, you know, Jesus made a difference as an individual. Martin Luther King made a difference. So it don't take thousands and thousands. Just enough of people thinking in the same process can make a change. And that's what we are aiming and shooting for. For to enough people to come to understand that we can make a difference, and that we can make a change. So, like I said, I thank you so much for coming today. And you can go to my website, www.theholisticministry.com. Leave me a message, make a donation, whatever you feel compelled to do. It's all good. I'm grateful for you for just tuning in. So let's close out with a prayer, as we usually do, because we're grateful that God has showed up today and allowed the energy to come and given us a beautiful message to help us in our growth process and help us to become better beings. Okay? But mighty I am, Mother, Father, God, we give gratitude and thank you for this hour, this time that we had together to be able to grow and to experience and to bring about truth and knowledge. For we know that that is what will help us to grow, to be conscious and aware of what's going on in our lives, and that we have full understanding, God, that you are here to support us and that you are with us and that we have the ability to create all that we so desire to be. We know that you are allowing us to have this thing called life. This life force inside of us is that energy of you, God, and that we are to use it to help improve our own evolution, as well as to collectively help society and help humanity to grow. So God, give us a big vision of ourselves and of our job to do, and that we will step up and begin to do more to help in the whole growth process. Each one of us has uniqueness. Each one of us have greatness inside of us, and that we can make a difference. give us the understanding and awareness of who and whom we are. Shake us and awaken us to the point that we will begin to move and begin to make a difference in society, that we will make a difference in helping ourselves and helping our families and helping humanity to grow and to become more positive and more aware and more full of consciousness, more full of love, more full of divine understanding and compassion. Give us those abilities and insights to do what we need to do to bring about that shift and change on planet Earth. We are grateful for you, God, knowing that you are the source, knowing that we are one with you. Bring joy and heart and love in our hearts, knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you will always be with us, and that every experience that we have is for our highest good, that we are growing from each and every experience that we're having. So we are grateful and thankful. So I say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Thank you. And I'm full of gratitude, God. Just gratefulness. Well, beloved ones, I want you to realize that I'm going to send out probably email for a lot of you and post it on Facebook, our new change in time. And so if anyone that you know that listens is not here listening today, let them know that we're changing the time and we're going to be on 2 hours earlier all over the world. Okay. So thank you, beloved ones. Have a most wonderful and positive week, and grow and begin to understand your uniqueness and begin to understand that you have the power to make a difference. And so it is. Amen. See you next week. Bye.